Here we go. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in on a July 3rd Thursday. Feels like a Friday. That's for sure. We got Friday vibes cooking up in here. We have Joey Jaws getting set to compete after his one-year hiatus from the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And
all over plant-based hot dogs, huh?
Yeah, all over the plant-based hot dogs. That's right. But there was a void last year. The ratings and everyone agreed that we need Joey Jaws in this particular
tournament. Is there any competition for this?
I wouldn't think so. He's a minus 2,500 favorite. I mean, as heavy of a favorite as you could have.
Would you ever bet the other side of it thinking that he might
slip up?
Something might happen where a hot dog gets stuck or something like that and he's...
Oh, yeah, kind of choking.
Kind of choking a little bit and has to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're doing... You don't want to...
I mean, I'm not hoping for him to like... But would you just, with it, such heavy favorite, would you consider betting somebody else just for the fact that something might happen along the way, that he gets a cramp in his ribs while eating or something?
Yes. Yeah, there's a majority of the bets are coming in.
Throwing money away.
Most bets are coming in on other people to win just because of the odds.
Yeah.
But also his line is 71.5 hot dogs. And the under is being bet pretty rapidly here. He's usually in the 63-ish range, so 71.5 being the line. A lot of people betting the under, but when asked by Pardon My Take if he would retire anytime soon, he says, retirement would be death. I'm doing this until the wheels fall off, baby.
Yeah.
That's the direct quote. So we will run through the laundry list.
Eats that 25th cupcake that ends it all. You know, some other... It's not going to be the
sodium. Sodium's going to get him out the game.
Yeah, it's something other than hot dog is going to get him. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's well versed. I mean, he's definitely not a one trick pony. Yeah, I have the resume of all of his eating records. They're really unbelievable. He says he describes the Nathan's contest. He kind of compares it to the Indy 500.
Yeah.
He says, if you're an IndyCar racer, you want to be in the Indy 500.
Right.
There might be other eating contests all throughout the year, and there might be other races throughout the year. But if you're an IndyCar driver, you should be at the 500. So he's like, that's why I felt I needed to be back for the 4th of July. If you're a competitive eater, you should be at the 4th of July hot dog contest.
That and a big paycheck.
Yeah, they threw some money at me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Like ESPN and all these people got really smart, and they said, listen, let's all put this aside, and it's just, you know, there's millions of dollars involved here. Let's give this guy a couple hundred thousand extra and get the ratings back up and get Nathan's once again on the map and get all the tourism for Coney Island back. You know, there's millions and millions and millions of dollars on the line here, man.
I do want to get one of those Nathan's hot dog hats that you see a lot of the crowd is wearing. It's like the cheese head for the Packers, but they got a Nathan's hot dog hat.
Up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an actual hot dog. Dog in bun.
How do we get that? Can we order them?
I bet we probably could. I don't know. Maybe you have to be there. Maybe it's like the Masters exclusive. You got to be on site to get one.
I'll say this. I was thinking about this guy the other day. I don't even know if he's with us anymore. The guy, the announcer, is a guy named Paul Page.
For the contest?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're actually about to play him.
Oh, Paul Page. Is he still with us?
Yes.
Okay.
This guy's all time.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, Joey Jaws is obviously the headliner.
I'm not talking about Barker guy that wears the bow tie. I'm not talking about Hype Man.
Oh, okay. You're not talking about Hype Man. You're talking about play-by-play guy?
I'm talking about play-by-play guy. I'm talking about Paul Page.
Okay. I'll have to do some research on Paul Page.
I don't know if Paul used to be... Paul still... He might be with us.
Con Sexton.
Let's see here. Yeah, 79 years old.
I wonder if he's still calling these things. Because he was like the voice of Nathan. But let me tell you something about Paul Page. Paul Page is called some of the most thrilling Indianapolis 500 races you will ever, ever be. Him, Jim McKay, those guys. They're like the voice. Like the voice of IndyCar.
And he does not... Nathan's hot dog eating competitions
That's
as well?
That's what I'm saying, my Lucius. God, That's bro. What I'm saying. He went, my man.
My God.
My man is on Memorial Day. On Memorial Day, he is taught the greatest spectacle in racing. My man, Paul Page, is making the call. And then all of a sudden, he shows up on the Nathan hot dog deal.
Buster!
And I kind of felt like, sorry for Paul Page, but he really embraces it.
See, you got to have that.
He embraces the whole, like, I'm like one of the greatest.
He's a legend, dude. Yeah. He is. 50 plus years.
Yeah.
Radio, TV, doing the Indy 500.
Right.
So kudos to Nathan's for bringing in a big dog.
Well, ESPN basically said, play by me. They said basically, probably told ESPN, probably said, listen, Paul, you're doing one event a year. You're either going to have to do the Westminster Dog Show or you're going to have to do the Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest. And he said, I'll do the Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Well, the hype man for this
hype man is real.
He's special, yeah. And he really, really meets the moment and the excitement.
He's the announcer for, like, hype man. He introduces all the contestants.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. And they're all pretty good, but none better than when he intros Joey Jaws. This goes back
to carry him in
2022. Yeah. Joey Jaws is erecting out of some, like, Nathan's Hot Dog extravagant like perch. And this is the intro. This is like 90 seconds of maybe the greatest intro of all time.
There will be a day that is the end. The collapse of time and all that stood within it. A day of nothing, of no one, of nowhere. But that day is not today.
Yes, the hype man, love him.
Today we burn bright. Today we blind the earth with our desire. And while it is still ours, we will bend history to witness this moment, to witness this man.
It's amazing.
Music's great.
The humble consequence of carbon, the fleeting spray of life turned diamond by the sun, forever suspended in that instant, indifferent to the gods, for he does not envy their power. He will not plead their pardon. He will curse and spit and sneer and shout his name at the heavens. I am the shining arc of humanity. Yield to my dominion.
What?
And if we must compete for our place within existence, we submit as our champion, the champion of the world, of now and of always, of the air, of the fire, of the sea, of the land, of the free! Ladies and gentlemen, the Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
I mean, if that's not hard, I don't know what is, dude.
You know, I kind of...
We are so unserious, bro.
I was kind of
thinking... Bro, he's not going off a teleprompter? That is like... That's off the dome. Off like, the I dome. Imagine he's in his mirror for like 3 months leading up to this, yeah. Getting that thing dialed, crisp, execution.
Yeah.
That's 10 out of 10.
I thought I wanted David Hellman to do my eulogy when I go. I want the hype man to be the guy.
That music is so good.
Oh, like, it's great.
Everything about it. They hit all the right notes.
Yeah. He scouted every kid here from Maine to Spain. You just laying there in a casket.
Oh, yeah, dude. We should actually come up with a nice little broadest.
A eulogy?
Eulogy.
I told Hellman, I go, when it happens, Dave, I want you to do it. I want you to stand up there and tell everybody about me.
I think he'll be the right man for the job.
Oh, he'll do a good job.
Okay, so.
How do they prepare for Joey? Like,
you don't.
These professional eaters, what are you doing? You like, different now. Okay, Joey's back in the game. Are these guys, like, practicing eating in their living rooms or, in their kitchens?
No, you don't.
Is this man in his garage, like, with a whole setup and a whole bunch of hot dogs?
Yeah. The training for this, I would imagine, is pretty.
Lucius.
Is there a training facility you have to go to? No. I gotta go.
There's like a
guy. The vomitorium.
There's like a Duke Mannyweather of hot dog eating.
Yeah. Lucius, you remember Michael Carter? The shot putter from Thomas Jefferson High School. It's track and field. He was an Olympic gold medalist. And like, okay, but he's from my era of, like, when I was at W.T. White, like, Michael Carter would show up at these track events, and it was like we'd all see him come rolling in there.
Ah, yeah.
And we were all like, it's like, no, we're all playing for second, third. You know, we don't have a chance here. When Joey shows up, the competitive eater people have to just go, we got to hope for, like, him to the hot dog bun not to go down the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
If
there
we
is,
have a chance,
there
here
is
today.
Some of that. But you'd also think these people are competitors as well. They want to beat the best.
Yeah,
they want
but to go he's toe eating, to toe he's with eating the, 64 hot dogs and you're doing 53. You know?
Yeah, it's not even like it's neck and neck.
No.
Yeah, he's.
They don't remember who
levels above.
They don't remember who's second and third in this thing. They always. They yeah. get the, you get the Joey Chestnut speech from the hype man, and everybody else is. And let's welcome from let's welcome from Chicago, Illinois, Ben Simmons. You know,
no one really
let's
cares.
Let's welcome, Bob Harris. Yay.
And Chestnut's amazing because a couple of years ago they had the protester, like the PETA protester, that like jumped up in the middle of the competition.
And he like formed
he's
off,
he's
right?
sucking down dogs, and he's got him by around the neck with one arm. He's still eating.
Yeah,
it was pretty impressive. Yeah. They do the ladies' side as well. There's
Asian lady,
Miki or something like that, and she's
is she pregnant right now?
Is she?
I think I seen one that was pregnant and she couldn't eat. Oh. Maybe that was last year. She was pregnant at that time.
Yeah,
but I was like, man, that's cheating.
Yeah, that's tough.
But there's a lady that is, she's into that 52, 53 range.
She gets after it. Yeah. She's a heavy favorite for the ladies as
well.
Did
a drug test?
I don't.
For what?
Drugs? I mean, like, think about it, bro. A gummy, maybe like an hour and a half before you do the competition.
Yeah.
That's an edge.
PED situation.
Yeah, that's
for
an
sure.
edge. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the gummy, like.
You get the munchies, bro.
Oh, I was thinking to maybe clean you out.
Yeah. No. Now, that's for the after.
Yeah.
The after.
So the gummy is the munchies.
Yeah, get you real hungry.
You go walking up there and you're like my man from Oklahoma City that was doing the speed and he couldn't. Let's focus in now.
Oh, yeah, you're Chet Holmgren.
Let's focus in.
Let me lock in. Okay, so here are the records for Joey Chestnut. Apple pie. He ate like over 12 pounds worth of apple pies in 8 minutes.
Yeah,
he did, and this is what I love about him. Is
I wonder if these are like individual pies.
He's famous. They were 3 pound pies,
okay.
And he ate like almost 4.5 of them in 8 minutes. But he runs the gambit. Like whatever it is that can be eaten, he is willing to get in the mix here. He's known for the dogs, but he'll eat anything. Asparagus, 12 pounds.
God, imagine that piecemeal.
12 pounds and change in 10 minutes. Bologna slices, almost 16 pounds
That's
in eight
disgusting.
Minutes.
That's disgusting.
Boysenberry pie. I don't even know what that is, but
I thought that was made up, real talk.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound real to me.
Like Dr. Seuss pie.
But he ate that 14 and a half pounds in 8 minutes. Brain tacos, 54 of them in 8 minutes. Mm. Burritos, long form, 14 and a half pounds in 10 minutes. Canteen sandwiches, 28 and a half
I'll
in 10
him
minutes.
To a crawfish boil.
Carnitas tacos, 82. 82 2-ounce tacos in 8 minutes. Cheesesteak egg rolls, which are amazing.
They
ate 46 of those in 8 minutes. Cherry pie, 17 and a half pounds in 8 minutes.
Is 8 minutes, I guess, I assume is kind of the professional eater's time limit?
You see a lot of 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and then some, like the chicken wings, he ate 182 in 30 minutes.
What's the deal with the hot dogs? How many?
10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he's punishing, like, I mean, he's done like 70 before, like his line 71 and a half or whatever. He's broken
that.
When
they dip him in the water, that's when they lose me.
That is just objectively disgusting.
Yeah.
Corned beef sandwiches, 20 of them. 28-ounce
like
sandwiches.
I four of those. I
in
love
10
corned
minutes.
Beef. I love corned beef sandwiches.
Croquetas, 185 in 8 minutes.
Is that like salmon croquettes?
Salmon croquettes are good. They are really good.
Eggs, 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes, bro.
It's Cool Hand Luke.
36-ounce fish tacos in 5 minutes. Funnel cake, 6 pounds of funnel cake in 10 minutes. Grilled cheese sandwiches, he had 47 of them in 10 minutes.
I hope this guy donates his body to science when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
I want to see how he did it. Well, I won't probably be around when it happens.
His record for dogs is 76 in 10 minutes.
Just straight dogs, right?
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice cream sandwiches, that'd be fun.
I could do that. I love ice cream sandwiches. As a matter of fact, is there a Klondike bar still?
Yeah, we still got them in there.
Yeah.
25 and a half of the ice cream sandwiches in 6 minutes.
Brain freeze.
How about this one, bro? Jalapeno poppers, 118 of them in 10 minutes. And this is just scratching the surface. Like, I'm telling you, we could do an entire hour just going down the list of things he's done. Waffles, cheeseburgers, Twinkies, turkey, tamales, tacos, shrimp wontons,
crab rangoons,
salt potatoes, ramen noodles, poutine, poured
poutine, right?
Pulled pork, pork ribs, pizza. Like, just, it's endless what he's done. And he's got the record in all of them. He really is. He really is the most dominant eater in world history. And no one's coming close to him. Tomorrow's his big day.
He's going
to
win for the, what, like, how many? Well, he didn't win last year, so, but he, what's it? How many times has he won in a row?
I think it's like 16 or something.
He's got the belt, right? 16 times in a row.
Yeah, he gets the mustard belt every year. They need to rename it the Joey Jaws mustard belt.
Because he was out last year, so he broke his streak, right?
Yes. Yeah, but he'll get back on the saddle tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it on ESPN.
You're
going to
watch it, aren't you?
At 11 o'clock our time.
You can catch the highlights.
No, I'm going to watch that for sure. It's only 10 minutes of dedication. And the intro, like, I'm here for the intro, so it's probably about 15
minutes.
Hype
Man is
the real deal.
Yeah.
All right, let's get you the C-note coming up next.